America tonight. Welcome to the show. What's the big buzz in the backyards of America and those nooks and crannies and all the other places in between that we're talking about and talking to you and all the wonderful stations that we're on across America? Well, the buzz absolutely has to be over a couple of big scandals that happened earlier on Monday, one involving Penn State, a real shocker, and the other involving Herman Cain. We just can't get away from this. As much as we want to talk about some of the other issues, like the fact that you have the McDonald's CEO, for example, saying, hey, listen, cut the crap and cut the taxes and American business gets back on its feet. And then a new poll comes out and shows that of the small businesses, which most of America is made up of, by the way, only one or two, well, 7 out of 10 businesses say they haven't hired, that they can't hire. They can't afford to hire anyone as much as they would like to hire them because they're doing more with less. They simply can't afford it. But, yes, those issues are huge. The economy, jobs, all of that is huge. But unfortunately, the water's been tainted, or the well has been poisoned, with all this talk about Herman Cain. Rick Santorum, a fellow candidate who wants the nod for the Republican side of things for president in 2012, thinks the Cain stuff goes away by Iowa. No one's talking about it, is what he says. At the same time, another poll comes out that shows that it was done by The Hill, saying that voters believe that personal conduct matters. The personal conduct matters. Before we get to that, to what the specifics of it are, and do you believe that? Do you care? Would you, if you had a president that could stand up and solve the, some of the economic woes that we're facing, be a leader who can help to drive us back into the black instead of bleeding to death in the red, who can bring companies back to the United States, who can create an atmosphere where a nation of makers, not takers anymore. Would you vote for that person if they had a background that involves sexual harassment or something else, affairs? Some other kind of a controversy. Do we care about personal conduct? Does it matter? How high on the scale? It goes back to what do you want in a president? I'm curious. And this poll tells us that people do care about personal conduct. But speaking of personal conduct, he was a blank canvas. He had no expression on his face. And I'm talking about Conrad Murray. You know his name? He was a doctor. He's going to be stripped of that title. Why? Because he was taking $150K a month to be the doctor for Michael Jackson. He helped drive him into the grave. Why? Because Jackson was addicted to propofol. Easy for me to say. The anesthesia that you only get, really, when you go under the knife or you're in a coma. He was getting it administered nightly by his doctor every night. Dr. Murray tried to say he was trying to wean Jackson from the drug because he thought he was being addicted. No kidding, I guess, when he slurred his words. It was too late. He ended up in a body bag. That's how he left his house. And the circumstances of Michael Jackson's death in June of 2009 were as bizarre as some of the many things that happened during his years on Earth in his crazy, wild life story. So Murray ultimately couldn't beat the rap, and he is convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Interesting, because there is no law against administering propofol or other sedatives, but witnesses that were plopped on the stand, expert witnesses for the prosecution, said that using it at home without any kind of life-saving equipment was a huge mistake and certainly was not the standard of medical care that you would use. Gross negligence. And so it was the legal basis for that manslaughter charge. He'll be stripped of practicing medicine. be sentenced on November 29th, probably get maybe up to 4 years, serve some of that time. And the fans outside of the courthouse in L.A. rocked it. They love the fact that this doctor was going down. Take a listen.
Guilty!
Yep, just another one of those shocking tragedies. Here he was at age 50 with those concerts he was going to do in London, working himself to death and getting that stuff administered at night, and that was the end. You think of his wild career and things that happened when he wasn't singing, the child molestation allegations, the years of the crazy behavior, and then this is it. So the family was pleased that Conrad Murray went down, and he had no expression when they cuffed him and walked him out because he didn't get any bail. All right, the other story that I was talking about, a woman now steps forward, fourth woman, big story, accuses Herman Cain of, more than accuses him, I mean, describes that Cain put his hand under her skirt, reached for her, while at the same time pushing her head toward his crotch when she was a former worker at the National Restaurant Association in their educational foundation. Her name's Sharon Bilek. She said she came forward because she was tired of listening to all the things that Cain was saying back to no charges on the other side because none of the other women would come forward. So her lawyer, Gloria Allred, was there too and talked about this deal.
Instead of receiving the help that she had hoped for, Mr. Cain instead decided to provide her with his idea of a stimulus package.
Ooh, they were pretty to the point. And he says that he did not, once again, he did not sexually harass anybody, and talked about the new allegations. And I'll tell you, I think Herman Cain, for as much as other people think that he should just put this in his rearview mirror, I don't agree with Rick Santorum. I don't think he can do that without just speaking on the record, more than just yelling out to reporters. Just have a press conference and just say what his side of all these other things are, and address it front head on. You know, just address it and move on from there. All right, coming up on the flip side, if you want to throw in your two cents on whether justice was served in this doctor's case, you can. Whether this is the undoing of Cain. 800-259-5791. And oh, there is more. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Such a cliche, isn't it? Lots of photo ops happening. Unfortunately, Herman Cain, the bubble is bursting after more women are starting to come forward. There was a fifth woman, by the way. She said nothing about crotches or what he said or any of that kind of stuff. Just that she also had to endure some unwanted advances, that what he did was inappropriate. And this woman said that what happened was she was an employee of the United States Agency for International Development, meaning I got some money to be with this group that has a long title. No, I'm kidding. But she says that Cain asked her to set up a dinner date with a woman in the audience following a paid speech he gave 9 years ago. And the woman, she says her name, you know, she had no problem coming forward. Donna Danella said to the Washington Examiner that Cain did the speech, and it was in 2002. There was an Egyptian businesswoman in her 30s that asked Cain a question. And then afterwards, Cain came over and said, could you put me in touch with that lovely young woman who asked the question so I can give her a more thorough answer over dinner? And then she declined to do that. Cain said, then you and I can have dinner. So she says that they were suspicious of his motives. They suggested a group outing, and nothing happened over dinner, but that he ordered two $400 bottles of wine and didn't pay the bill. Oh, now there's going to be like all kinds of stories that come out with Cain. The woman today, though, she was pretty blunt, pretty direct. They had affidavits from other people. Says she's not suing, not writing a book, not doing any kind of crazy things. Just that she wanted to put a face on it because she was sick of hearing what was being said and that he should just come clean about everything, that he was known for this. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, Kate, I just put on a video of Herman Cain on a Kimmel show on your Facebook.
Oh, so, you did? Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, so everybody can go there and, you know, check it out. And I want to talk about that super committee, you know, because they supposedly, if they can't get to a certain amount of cuts, then there's going to be some cuts that are going to be automatic.
Yes.
I don't know what the legislative machinery is going to be to make that happen because, you know, the cuts have to be voted on, okay? Then they don't have that committee doesn't have a special constitutional power. They still don't have to vote on it. And I heard some Democrats saying, you know, that I can still vote for whatever I want, regardless of what the super committee says or does not say. So I don't think anything's going to happen except that we're going to get deeper and deeper in the hole. I don't think they're going to cut the fence like they say they're going to cut the fence. And I think it'll be just more business as usual.
I agree with you, and I think that's deadly because it's you know, it's exactly like that McDonald's CEO who was self-serving himself, but he says, you know, the U.S. can't. It has to cut taxes to grow. You have to do some other things, and you have to be able to tackle the bleeding that we have where we keep growing this deficit. We can ill afford to do this, Tomas, or you and I are going to die before we ever see this country back in the black again.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I have, you know, I have a little respect every time I see those people on, you know, acting like fools on this Occupy Wall Street. You know, it's hard to give them my support. But like I said, you had the left wing put a president in the White House. You had a right wing take over the House of Representatives. You had the Tea Party go to Washington. You had the left wing demonstrate in Washington. And still neither party has listened to the people of the United States. They still giving money to the banks. They're still lying to us, coming up with these phony compromises. They say, "Yeah, okay, we've come up with a compromise," and then they find that they cut $22 billion. That's all, but they increase the debt ceiling by $2,000 trillion.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
$2,000 billion. You know, so they are feeding the flames. Actually, they are feeding the flames, and more people are going to start becoming part of, you know, types of movements. Okay, I can't say much for over here in Grand Rapids. It's
pretty
sad over there, man. This is like four pup tents under the porch of the church. It is sad. But anyway...
I love that. Hey, they're doing their part. There's a couple of tents. Who knows? Maybe they multiply. But in bigger cities, that's the way it is. In a really big city, that's why New York is the biggest. It, of course, there's more people. But what's interesting is the makeup of that Occupy group, Tomas. Unfortunately, as you dig further, which many of the New York magazines and whatnot are doing because they're looking for stories, the people that were arrested, a lot of them have Upper East Side and Upper West Side addresses. There are a lot of rich kids.
Yeah, they got $300,000 homes. And
yes,
they're pretending that that's the problem over here. All these rich kids, you know, they said, okay, I'm not spending the night out here, man. It's getting a little cold. But but there are some people, you know, you're starting to see some educated black college kids starting to take, you know, their positions out there because they see what's happening. The government is not listening to the people. It's listening to the people, and electing people to office is not working, and peaceful demonstrations is not working. So, you know.
What do you do?
Well, you better be careful because this is not Greece. See, Greece, they don't have guns over there.
Right,
over
we do.
Guns.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with that thought. You have a great night.
You too, Tomas. A point taken. The frustration is definitely loud. We can hear it. But they can't apparently hear it clearly enough in Washington. It's what I always say. Somebody asked me, why did you do America Tonight? Why do you care about politics? Why are you involved in that? Why didn't you stick with TV, news, whatever? And part of the answer is truly, to me, I think we need, and I still believe this, I think we need a third party because we're crying out for a third party for something fresh and different. And you tell that to career politicians, they, oh, we've been hearing that forever. Everybody always says that same old thing. Well, forget it that it was the same old thing. It's not the same old thing. Let's create something different to break away from what we have now, which is simply gridlock, and we know it. You look at the interests of the people who are serving the nation, certainly not all, because I always hate to throw a blanket over everything, but we could go through voting records. It would take us forever and a day, but you know them. It's easy. I always say this. If you want to know how your congresspeople or senators are voting, send me an email on who they are. We'll find it out. But to me, it just, it's not about public service anymore. I guess that's it. That where are the real public servants that you supposedly went into the life of being a politician because you were idealistic, you had dreams for America, or you saw injustices you didn't like? No matter what your stripe was, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat, there was something that drove you to the office. Now I think what drives people to the office is greed, power, period, and ultimately stability because of the huge pensions that they get when they retire. They're not getting taken away. Okay, I got this pension, I got this, I got this, I got privilege. I can come up with the books afterwards and speeches, and this is my path. And I hate to be that cynical because I do believe there are still some people that feel that way that got into office for that reason. But I think that the chasm is now very, very wide, and the gap is narrowing as well on who's in it to just win and keep winning and get elected again, and who's in it for the people to make a difference. To me, that's powerful. If you're part of a movement that makes a huge difference, a piece of legislation that your kids, that your grandkids, that their kids can all point to, that you fought for and that made a difference in lives in America, that's saying something. Not the nonsense, the tug of war, the constant grandstanding, not that. And that's what we seem to get. Turn on C-SPAN. I dare you. Pick different times of day and tell me what you find out. Tell me what you see when you watch C-SPAN. We Can Count coming up.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The number for Joe Frazier finally up. And I say finally because actually it was pretty much a surprise. He died Monday. He was diagnosed with liver cancer, just a short battle, 67 years old. Smoking Joe Frazier, he was a guy that rocked the ring with his 3 big fights against Ali. And you think of the thrill in Manila, you think of the fight. It was called Fight of the Century at Madison Square. 15 rounds, that one. Not like today when you see these tomato cans that get in the ring and they're patsies for whatever alphabet soup Russian fighter there is that's claiming the heavyweight title. Those days, I mean, it really truly was the fight game. Frazier with his left hook catching Ali, boom, on the jaw, just dropped him to the mat. And it was 4-count, boom, that's it. And Frazier was a guy who left a mark in the business and cared about the business, had a gym in Philly, liked working with kids, enjoyed what he was doing, what he could add to the sport. He was a 2-time heavyweight champ for 3 years until he lost his crown in 73 to George Foreman. And he had a family, loved life, was a known personality in and around Philly and other places, too. What a character Joe Frazier was. Diagnosed just recently, too, with the disease. So it wasn't a long battle, but dead at the age of 67. Had a lot of fans in the boxing world certainly talking about Frazier. We move from that to Buffett going on a big buying spree. Why do we care? Because he's the wise Buddha. And people seem to listen when this man speaks, and they're listening. They're listening to what he's doing. Warren Buffett decided that he was going to go, you know, while this financial crisis is happening in the worst quarter, he decided he was going to pick up a couple of stocks. So he filed late on Friday heading into the weekend, $20 billion actually. So not even million, 20 billion with a B in stocks in all. Can you imagine? I think I'm going to buy some stocks. For you and I, it's like when you look at Scott Trade and they say $7 a trade. So he got, what did he get? I was looking at this and I thought it'd be fun to do it for the show. $5 billion in preferred shares of Bank of America. Also, he got $8.7 billion of a chemical company, Labrizol Corporation, which did pretty well in their last quarter, apparently. So when he decides he's going to buy some things, people pay attention. And if nothing else, he knows this. A lot of times somebody will jump on the back of whatever it is that Buffett decides he's going to pick up. The market has been very strange and hard to try to shadow or figure out. And part of the reason why so many have to be concerned with what's going on in the market, because it's not just guys like Warren Buffett. It's people like you and me. If you have a 401k or any little bit of money that you've socked away, we always talk about diversifying, and I certainly would not tell anyone what to do with their money, but I believe it's true. If you have a little bit in gold, if you have some in gold and silver, you see what commodities can do for you and how, yeah, they can go up and down, but that ultimately it can be a solid investment for sure, because it can weather the test of time. And stocks are like the craps table, but you have to have some stocks, because what you're looking at with a basket of stocks is something that you hope is going to be there at the end, that you're going to be able to multiply that money at least a little bit. But like I said, it's a lot tougher to do these days. Crazy number that I also heard earlier in the day. I was watching something come across the tube, and I had sort of one eye open, and I dug around and found this story that they're saying that older Americans are 47 times richer than the young. 47 times richer. Now, the idea is your kids are supposed to be better off. Isn't that what everybody wants to do? Leave things behind them better for the people behind them? It's not so. It shows you how tough times are. So 65 and older, they're talking about the wealth, the median net worth, if you want to call it wealth, median net worth, let's call it that, right? In 2009, was 170,000 for 35 and younger, 3,600. Wow, that is a huge gap, 47 times. Now, this is an analysis that was done by the Pew Research Center, and they released all this stuff on Monday. And they're saying younger Americans have been left behind, as everybody else that's older has seen some of the biggest wealth surges since the mid-80s. And it's typical to have a gap, but not so much that kind of a gap. It has widened, because that is an entirely a crazy number. But while you think, and we talked about this with Tomas in Michigan, while you think that the disillusioned and the 99 percenters or whatever Occupy Wall Street, think again, because the Occupy Wall Streeters, most of them are actually kids from family that has wealth that is feeding them and sending them to Ivy League schools and whatnot. And so they have time to kill, and they want to be part of it, and they're out there. Overall, by the way, 37% of the young households held zero or negative net worth in 2009. I think it just goes back to partially the economy and jobs and the high unemployment rate and getting out and having a degree and trying to funnel it into the career that you were going to go into. And, you know, there's a bunch of other factors that I would throw out there, but certainly that's one of them. And the job availability. So that goes back to the fact that a lot of businesses aren't hiring because they're not getting the tax breaks they believe that they need. And they're scared to death of what's happening in the near future, especially when it comes to health insurance and, you know, other things that are out there ready to be unleashed, depending on what happens in the 2012 presidential election, what you know, what happens there. This is one of the strangest ones for We Can Count, but another one that I thought was a crazy story. We always talk about people that are famous and they have auctions and sell their stuff and how much does their stuff sell for. And I happened to see this story about John Lennon's tooth and Lennon's tooth selling for $31,000. I don't know. Would you want to have John Lennon's tooth? I don't know, to hold on to one of his teeth. I don't know. I mean, to give it up and sell it, I guess it was worth it for a former housekeeper who was willing to do that, because for her, that's, you know, pretty good money. What was it, laying around and she was cleaning and thought, oh, this is a beetle. This guy's uber famous. I'm going to pick this tooth up off the bureau. I'm going to hold on to it. And who knew all these years later what somebody would be willing to pay. You know, the Beatles, iconic still, and it might be a little bit crazy and seemingly nonsensical, but to somebody else, to have a piece of John Lennon apparently was worth it. I saw a video of the tooth. Oh, I mean, it's not like these veneers that the Hollywood types run around with now, where you, if you don't know, you see they have those white choppers. It looks pretty worn down, let's say. And what I would want to know is, like, we have Harry Rinker on, the guru of things that are collectible, telling us how you have to verify everything. How do you verify the tooth? How does she verify the tooth? What, did he hold it up in the picture and then you can compare it? It seems like that would be tough to be able to tie it back to him. She was the housekeeper, okay. But just because she was the housekeeper, couldn't it be somebody else's tooth? Does she have a certificate of authenticity from Yoko Ono or somebody else in the family that says, yes, this is his tooth? I mean, I'm just saying, I have a feeling there is no certificate that says that, and I don't know that I would want to shell out that $31,000 anyway. Ooh, $31,000. For an old tooth of a very famous person. We were talking about Oklahoma and the earthquakes that they had over the weekend, 5.8 on the Richter scale, and really the aftershocks was the crazy thing, too, and like Sparks, Oklahoma, 10 aftershocks, and people who aren't used to the earthquakes holding on to all their books and pulling things off shelves and thinking everything's going to fly, and then actually going into their backyards and seeing these holes, you know, where the earth is cut. It doesn't really look a hole. It looks a little bit deeper than that, a little bit longer than that. Now, on top of everything else, tornadoes have cropped up on Monday, some really bad tornadoes, because of the severe thunderstorms that happened on Monday. So over the weekend, you have earthquakes. Come Monday, you got tornadoes. They said they saw... Some of the people, the Weather Service there, said they saw down in Oklahoma, they saw probably even in that Sparks region, reports across the state of at least 10 different twisters. Now that's pretty scary, my friends.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
As always, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, you are invited to the overnight party. Simply by dialing the digits, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of quick programming notes. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score Fridays in our third hour, in our fourth hour, our cheap movie review. We're getting closer to the holidays, which means that usually you have better movies to go and see, and it's worth ponying up a little bit of the money that you saved so that you can see some of these movies on the big screen. You know, I'm a fan of waiting for video in most cases. Let's say, let me give you a number, since we always talk about numbers. I'd say 85% of the time. But there is that other percent that's left over, and sometimes it's just not right to not see it in a theater. And besides, there's something about chilling and going to see a flick if it's the right one. The worst is when you pony up the money and then you go in and the movie's just, meh. This Rotten Tomatoes was right and you should have listened to them. Usually I don't care what the critics say and I don't pay attention to that because sometimes it's the opposite and then I end up liking the movie. But occasionally Rotten Tomatoes, check it out. Go to Rotten Tomatoes. I think of all the different sources, I think they're pretty accurate on their thoughts on some of the movies. So we do our cheap movie review and send you off with some thoughts on whether we'd wait for video or actually go and see it on the big screen. I thought it'd be fun to check the mail since so many of you decided that you would let your thoughts fly, especially with this fourth woman coming forward. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Frank Black. Frank says, I have a question. What is all this deal with Herman Cain? Do you think some of it's trumped up, Kate, or do you think it's the reality of Herman Cain? In other words, does he have two realities? You ever met any people like that where they think they're invincible and actually don't even realize what they're saying sometimes. Maybe he's one of those kind of guys. Or maybe he never thought he was going to run for president, and who cares, he was a businessman and didn't think anything was going to come back and stick on him. I thought that Kane might be innocent of being a big old flirt and stupid with what he did at a previous job. Now I'm starting to rethink that position after listening to the latest lady come forward before the microphones. See, I agree that, and, you know, in the scheme of things, we have so much happening. I would love to get beyond the Kane thing, but I said this before, America Tonight, we're blessed with so much airtime, right? So how can you not talk about Kane? How can you not talk about whether or not there are people that are trying to chop him down, or whether this is just the truth? The truth is, truth hurts sometimes. You like somebody, but they disappoint you. So he might be disappointing to a few people. Now, even the woman who came forward, who was very graphic in what she said, Sharon Bialik, she also said, I just wish Herman would clear the air, that he would just come forward, say what happened, and then move on, and we can get back to the issues. So I believe that the same thing, that at this point, if he wants to continue to run, and he does, why not just bury this whole thing? Just come out and make some statements about whatever he wants to say. I mean, he's not short of material usually. Come out, address it, take the questions, and then just move away from it. Otherwise, I disagree with Rick Santorum, who says this dies by Iowa. It doesn't. We don't live in that kind of a era anymore. Ask John Edwards about that. You know, 25 years ago, different story. Even 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, but not now. Twitter, Facebook, all kinds of social media, the cell phones, for goodness sake, taking pictures of people, recording video. There's very little that you can get away with, and there's very little that doesn't leak out. Before, when things leaked out, sometimes the information got buried. Now it doesn't get buried because it can mean a big paycheck for somebody, especially if it's very salacious. If it's something like that. In this case, this woman said she had nothing to gain, and the only reason she's doing it and describing what happened is to make sure that everyone realizes that there was no mistake, that she said forget about it and all that kind of stuff and wanted him away, but that it definitely happened to her, and there were people that signed affidavits that would say the same thing. All right, let's hit up another one here. Let's go to Jan, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I have written you a note, but rest assured I am listening to the show. I am so sick and tired of the Herman Kane qualification. I think it's cute the way you say we have to talk about it. And I guess you're right when you mention that it is the buzz. But there are so many serious problems in the United States right now that I could list. I can think of at least 10. And if anything, this is maybe the worst distraction we've seen in a couple of months. It is a terrible distraction, but you can't, you know, Kane is saying, I refuse to play by the media's rules. But see, part of the problem is when you're running, you want buzz. You do. You want 999 to get out there. You want people to interview you that have 20 million listeners, that have people in those swing states that pay attention to what they're saying. So you can't have it both ways. If you're really to be the darling of the media, address all the questions and do what you have to do when you run, then if something's uncovered, you have to stand there, too, and take it. You have to be willing to answer the questions about inappropriate sexual overtures to women. You have to answer the questions. If you don't play the game, it makes it, to me, that much worse. And that's what he's saying. He's saying he doesn't want to do this. He says the accusations are vague and they don't have any merit. So why should he have to play along? Why should he have to do this? And that he's a serious person, and he wants to talk about the economic problems. And he says that the president doesn't have the skill, knowledge, or will to solve them, so I don't want to talk about all this other stuff. And this is the process, though. That's the problem. He gained a lot of notoriety, really rose through the ranks, and when that happens, it's harder when you take a fall. And I blame some of it on his campaign, unless he's completely, meaning the managers, ignoring their advice, because I can't imagine they would let him step in this kind of a bear trap the way that he's been doing. There would be some answer, some something. This one comes to us from Anna. Guilty, guilty, guilty. That doctor was a killer. He deserved to have his license taken away. Bravo to that jury in Los Angeles. They didn't miss this time. Ooh, I think that was a shot back at the OJ verdict. They didn't miss. He was guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It took less than 9 hours, and now at this point, he'll be sentenced at the end of November on the 29th. Does he get 4 years? How much will he actually serve of that? You know, that's another question. One more. Let's go to this one from Simon, who says, what did you think of the verdict of Dr. Murray? He didn't seem to show very much emotion, Kate. I happened to see a clip of him on Fox when they were doing a roundup of the news of the day. He was let off to jail, no bail, and this marks the end of the King of Pop. Officially, the craziness should be done. I don't know. Do you think the craziness is over? There's always crazy hovering around. And the Jackson family has had their share. You know, this goes back to what I think is interesting. The jury, I'm always curious about the jury. The jury and how they arrived at the verdict they did. This was involuntary manslaughter, so I guess that's not surprising. But the members of the jury had to be escorted from the building, and they didn't talk to anybody. It was like a wild rally outside of the courthouse. People screaming, fans singing Beat It and holding up signs that said killer and guilty, and people honking their horns. Wild stuff.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.